This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glick's, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the 50th season of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And tonight, for the first time, it only took us 50 years to do it, we will also be live streaming this match between the Shikellamy Braves and the Selms Grove Seals. Just a real quick tutorial on how to get there. If you go to the WKOK webpage, WKOK.com, and you look over on the right side, you'll see a sports logo. If you click on that, it will take you to our Facebook page, and you will be able to watch all this wrestling action live right there on your computer, right there on your iPad, right there on your phone, however you choose to do it. But we will be live streaming this match here this evening, and in addition to all the fine people that do the work up in the Blue Hill Studio this evening, we also have director Nick Thompson, videographer Emily Fry, and our executive producer Chad Evans to help us do that. And we thank those ladies and gentlemen as we bring you the live stream of the Shikellamy Selms Grove wrestling match. The Selms Grove Seals having senior night tonight here. Now, they've already been wrestling for a couple of weeks. They are 12-1, losing on Tuesday night to Central Mountain. They've been competing in dual meet tournaments the last 2 weeks. They had their own COVID duels, and then in round one of the Line Mountain duels. So 12-1, a very experienced squad for this, what we think of being early in the season. The Braves getting their first competition on Saturday up at Jersey Shore. And that was the Heartland Athletic Conference duels. The Braves finishing in fourth place after dropping three matches, winning two and losing three. The Braves finishing in fourth place at Jersey Shore. The Selms Grove Seals have gone through a very quick warm-up here. The Shikellamy Braves will be operating with a short side tonight. And we'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. KOKW.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
And we are back at Selins Grove High School. The Braves and the Seals set to tangle on the res light here in just a few minutes. Selins Grove Seals at 12-1. The Braves at 2-3. Introducing these young ladies and gentlemen here this evening. And you know, we've had a lot of really great sponsors in the last 50 years, and can't say enough about the people that have helped us out, especially those with this video broadcast that we are doing here this evening. This wrestling broadcast on WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you by W&L Mazda. New year, new deal, new experiences. Come check out the premier lineup of Mazda vehicles today at W&L Mazda. Sporty roadsters and luxury third-row seating, you'll feel inspired by the craftsmanship, technology, and safety features. Experience the W&L difference on Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com. And don't forget to click on, as you watch this match, and click subscribe. Introducing the lineups right now, we will start at 160 pounds. And that is right in the meat of the Selins Grove lineup. They are loaded in the upper weights, and it includes three wrestlers that qualified for states, two of which qualified the last 2 years, and one of them was a state champion 2 years ago. Nate Schoen, undefeated at heavyweight. Ryan Ahmet was a qualifier last year, as was Coy Dash. And in the middle there is Stephen Miller. Don't think that's an easy weight, because Miller right now undefeated. He is one tough customer. 160 pounds of starting weight. The Braves will send Drew Balestrini, a senior at 4-1, to the mat. And he will take on Cale Bastian, the younger brother of Coy Bastian. And it looks like they've got matching mullets. That seems to be, you either have a mullet or you're bald like the coaches here for the Selins Grove Seals. Again, live streaming. Go to WKOK.com, click the link on the right-hand side, takes you to Facebook. You can watch what's going on here right now. We are ready to get underway at 160 pounds. Shiklemy senior Drew Balestrini, Selins Grove freshman Cale Bastian, wrestlers come to the center of the mat, shake hands, we are underway. Bastian ties up on the head of Balestrini. Near mat's edge, they go off the edge of the mat. One real quick question. That's YouTube, not Facebook. WKOK Sports Channel on YouTube. I'll get my social media correct yet. Wrestling at the edge of the mat. They go off the edge of the mat. Drew Balestrini sporting the Braves' new singlet here this year with the pinstripes. Dark blue with the maroon pinstripes. Sharp-looking uniform. Center circle, they lock up. Arm pass by Balestrini. He's got the headlock. And a Merkel as he laces the leg in. 2-point takedown for Balestrini. Bastian fighting, takes a head of Balestrini, trying to pop his head free. Wrestlers on the mat on their knees. Balestrini with that inside leg. Now Bastian clears the leg, stands, and a 1-point escape as they come to their feet in the over and under hook. They go off the edge of the mat with 40 seconds to go in the first period. Drew Balestrini, the 2-1 lead. center circle. They lock up. And Balestrini shoots them off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. Apart. Bastian ties up on the head of Balestrini. Circling. And again, off the edge of the mat. Rich Snyder, the referee here this evening. He's been doing this for quite a few years. Wrestlers again lock up. That's the end of the first period. 2-1 the lead for Shikellamy's Drew Balestrini. This wrestling broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you by Lackawanna College in Sunbury. The center on North 4th Street in Sunbury now offering an associate degree in early childhood education, which will prepare you for a rewarding career working in schools or child care centers. For more information, visit lackawanna.edu. Spring semester starts January 25th. Don't forget, while you watch this match, to click subscribe. Second period wrestling. Balestrini on the bottom. He gets the escape, leads 3-1. Both guys working on the other one's head. Working near the edge of the mat. Again, the arm pass attempt by Balestrini. Runs out of room. He'll come back in for the restart. This is your first opportunity to watch wrestling. Yes, indeed. They are wearing masks, as is everybody else in the gymnasium. The Braves and the Seals Junior High tangled here earlier, with the Seals beating Shikellamy 33-28. And after that match was over, they chased everybody out so they could count to see how many people were going to be in here. I understand what they did is they gave 2 tickets for each wrestler. So there are some fans here. Not like in years past when the place was packed to the rafters and rocking and rolling. Back center circle. Again, they lock up. Balestrini with the sleeve on his leg, on his right leg. Now shoots in, head inside single, switches to a double. Dumps to the side. Bastian scrambles. Balestrini again to his knees. Bastian ties up around the waist and he is trapped. Balestrini's left arm, that is what you need to do. And the referee calls a stalemate. Six seconds to go in the second period. And it's going to end up 3-1 after two. Drew Balestrini leading Cale Bastian. Third period, the wrestlers are going to start on their feet. That was a choice of Bastian. Again, Balestrini on the head, trying to set up that arm pass again. He's gotten one takedown with it, just about got a second one. Now, Bastian, just a freshman, it's kind of tough to get a good wrestler on the same thing, and make no mistake about it, Cale Bastian going to be a very good wrestler. Balestrini, heavy on the head, circles to the rear. Bastian whizzers, and he slips his legs free before Balestrini can get the takedown. They go off the edge of the mat neutral. Great movement by Bastian. Balestrini had him dead to rights. Back in the center. Again, they tie up. on their feet. Time winding down here in the third period. Minutes ago, 3-1 lead for Drew Balestrini. After this, we are really in the meat of the Seals Grove lineup. And wrestlers go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. This has not been a real active match. Both wrestlers trying to get their ties. Balestrini wants to set up that arm pass again. Wrestler's locked up.
20 seconds.
Abashin on the attack. Balestrini retreats, comes up under the arm. They go off the edge of the mat. 11 seconds to go in the match. Bashan, the aggressor. Balestrini backpedaling, ties up on the mat, head-to-head. And they will circle off with 1.8 seconds. And that is the end of the match. 3-1, the final score. Drew Balestrini with the win puts the Braves out on top 3-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back. 172, Gage Burdovich for the Braves, a junior, 0-0, 12-1, Coy Bashan, a senior. And Bashan already leading 4-2 with two real nice double-leg takedowns. I'm Burdovich. Another takedown for Bashan. Bashan in on that double. Cuts, two-point takedown. Bashan has his double working tonight. Going to go some takedowns. Gage getting a start here this evening. He was not in the lineup on Saturday. Bertovich had the leg. Vicious cross face by Coy Bashan. Bashan, who's qualified for the state tournament the last 2 years, has yet to medal. I think he's going to remedy that this year. I predict that he's going to make that top eight. Very aggressive here this evening. 37 seconds to go. Looks like he's going to let his Brave opponent up again. Again with a double. They told him to let him up again. This time with an ankle pick. Nicely set up by Coy Bashan. And then with 17 seconds to go, they go off the edge of the mat. Bashan with a double grapevine. Five seconds to go. Coaches are telling him, keep him right there. He's got a 16-7 lead. Putting on a takedown clinic here, Coy Bashan. The Seals Grove Seals senior. And Bertovich, his choice, he'll go down on the mat. Boy, Bashan hands in the optional start. Going to let him up. 16-8. Bashan snaps down on the head, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown, 1-point escape. Nice ankle pick by Bastion, 2-point takedown. 20-9 the score. Has a double grapevines in, and we got a stop in the action. Two near fall points, and appears as though Bertovich was injured on the exchange. Referee didn't indicate why he stopped the action. I have to imagine it was potentially dangerous, so he's explaining it to the scoring table. Didn't say why. Usually, I mean, I kind of thought maybe he did it as a potentially dangerous, but I'm not sure. Scoring table to my right. Looks like they're watching hockey. Todd Myers in the penalty box. Bertovich holding his left shoulder. Seals Grove trainer out talking to the Brave wrestler, Pete Solomon, checking out his wrestler. This wrestling broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, where they have been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business doesn't come by accident. For your new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors for the best car buying experience of your life. And don't forget, while you watch this match, click subscribe. We're back underway. And let's get caught up here. Minute 20 to go, minute 21 to go. 24 to 10 in favor of Coy Bastion. Bastion not going to let him up, or is he? Comes out front. Now he's going to come out front with a front headlock. Puts Bertovich on his back. If he doesn't pin him, it's a tech ball, but he does pin him. 3 minutes flat. Cole Bastion puts the seals on top, 6-3. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
All right, we are back, and they have made a change here. No, they didn't. I was reading it wrong. We are at 189. Mason Raybuck for the Braves, a sophomore at 2-3. Stephen Miller, a sophomore for the Seals at 13-0, and we are underway. On their feet, Miller heavy on the head of Raybuck, shoots in on a leg. Raybuck needs to square his hips and sprawl. Miller switches to a double, cuts the corner, 2-point takedown. Stephen Miller, and right away puts the leg in on the right side. Cross face as he puts Raybuck. Now he doesn't get him over. Raybuck rolls through to his base. Been watching this kid as he came up through junior high and then really watched him last year. I'm talking about Stephen Miller for Seals Grove, and I'm really impressed with this young man. Half Nelson, he puts Raybuck over on his back, and he pins him. Minute 15 of the first period. The time of the fall, 12-3 in favor of the Seals. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW, located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we're back. 215 pounds for the Braves. Senior Adam Young, 4-1. For the Seals Grove Seals, Ryan Ahmet. Ahmet, a senior at 10-3. Both these guys qualified for the state tournament last year. Neither of them medaled. Something both of them certainly want to fix up this year. Actually, mid-season test, because the postseason isn't too far away. Off the edge of the mat. Back in the center, they lock up. Young under the arm of Ahmet, driving him back, and they will go off the edge of the mat. The weight's a little different this year. Pennsylvania has cut down to 13 weights from 14. Last year this weight was 220 pounds. Now it's back to 215 like it was before they increased to 14 weights. Wrestlers on their feet. Young up under the arm, looks for a leg, and runs out of room. 44 seconds to go. Wrestlers clash. Young with a front headlock as the wrestlers on their feet. Working right at Matt's edge. Not able to score near the end. 24 seconds to go in the first period. Young, the aggressor, not able to get a handle on Ahmet. Now tries to bear hug him. He has definitely been the aggressor here in the first period. Again, now up under the arm, looking for the over-under hook. Bear hug. And that is the end of the first period. A scoreless tie after one between Adam Young of Shikellamy and Ryan Ahmet from Seals Grove. This wrestling broadcast on WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you by Alexander Family Dealerships. Proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit any one of their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. Don't forget, while you watch this match, click subscribe. Second period wrestling. Young down on the mat, and with the escape leads 1-0. And again, the aggressor, but not able to get a handle on Ahmet. Now Ahmet, a nice double leg attack, switches to a single. Young with good hips breaks it, ties up on the head of Ahmet. Front headlock from their feet. Trying to snap them to the mat. But again, at the edge of the circle, and they run out of room. Minute 5 to go in the second period. Young, the 1-0 lead. Ahmet, again, looks for a leg. You're not going to take Adam Young down by coming straight at him. He's got too strong of a set of hips. That's what Ahmet has tried to do a couple times. Both times countered very nicely by Adam Young. Front headlock by Young. Snaps Ahmet to the mat. Again, running out of room. Elbow off the edge of the mat. Center circle. Locked up. Snapped down by Ahmet. Young back to his feet. Again, on the attack is Adam Young. Ahmet with the wizard. And they go off the edge of the mat. Young not able to slip that wizard. Center circle apart. And that is the end of the second period. Adam Young of Shikellamy, the 1-0 lead. Well, hope you are enjoying us here on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Special thanks to Nick Thompson, Emily Fry, and our executive producer, Chad Evans, bringing you the action here this evening. Ahmet with the escape to start the third period. We're tied at one. Wow, thinking back 50 years ago, you listened to Braves wrestling on a radio the size of a refrigerator with tubes, and now you can watch it on your phone. Ahmet with the wizard, working at Matt's edge. Ahmet clears the leg. And again, they'll go off the edge of the mat. Rich Miller being pretty liberal here, I think. Young has definitely been the aggressor. He has had Ahmet going backwards the whole match. And again, tied up, forehead to forehead, up on their toes. 1 minute to go. Ahmet, again, straight in shot. And Ahmet going to be warned for stalling with 50 seconds. That is his second. That gives Adam Young a 2-1 lead. Now, Ahmet looks for an angle. Gets around to the left leg of Young. Young with a wizard. Ahmet tackles Young, but close to the edge of the mat. Young able to clear his leg. And with 30 seconds to go, they go off the edge of the mat. Ahmet finally found an angle and got some penetration. Again, you're not going to take on Adam Young from the front. Now Ahmet, head outside single, fighting against Young's hips and Young's strength as he circles and cross faces. Ahmet trying to pull the leg in. Young puts on a front headlock as they come to their feet. Bear hug by Ahmet. And they circle, half a second to go. That is the end of the bout. That'll make the team score 12-6 in favor of the Seals. We're right back with the big guys right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Out with the old and in with the new. Happy New Year means happy new vehicle. And all of Blaze Alexander Sunbury's new vehicles are discounted and reduced to save you thousands. Not in the market for a new vehicle? That's okay. Blaze Alexander Sunbury has got you covered. With over 85 pre-owned on the lot and over 1,900 to choose from, we have what you're looking for. Rates are low and trades are high. Now is the time to buy. And Blaze Alexander Sunbury is the place. Come in or visit us on the web at blazealexandersunbury.com.
And we are back, 285 pounds. Blake Van Kirk has presented for the Braves. Should be Nate Schoen, but he hasn't come over. Oh, what's going on here? Nate Schoen, the state champion 2 years ago, state runner-up last year at 220. Ah, that's what it is. Service Electric Cablevision is up here. They're on the other side of the hockey penalty box. They're getting a timeout for their commercial. Now here comes Schoen. Nate Schoen was interested to see where he weighed in tonight. He weighed in at 221. The Seals have a big log jam they got to figure out at the end, for the end of the season, because at 221, he could certainly make 215, but he's got a lot of other wrestlers there. Quick takedown by Schoen. 2-on-1. Puts Van Kirk in a high tilt situation. Referee holding 3. Van Kirk to his knees. 3-point near fall and a 5-0 lead. Schoen 2-on-1. Again, exposes Van Kirk's shoulders. Not going to pin him because he's laying underneath him. Now steps across, cross faces. Van Kirk bellies out. Schoen still controls the arm. Now Van Kirk clears that. 3-point near fall. Bar arm left by Schoen. Tries to pull Van Kirk back over to his shoulders, working near the edge of the mat. They'll go off the edge of the mat. 3-point near fall and an 11-0 lead. Schoen had a tech fall, I think, in a minute 25 the other night. And he's going to let Van Kirk up. So 11-1. Hit outside single. Bear hug. Breaks Van Kirk to the mat. Puts him right to his back. Referee down looking. Three-point near fall, and that'll be enough for a tech fall. 1 minute and 28 seconds, 16-1. Quick workout for Nate Schoen. Another 5 on the scoreboard for the Seals. 17-6, we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Yeah, we are back. Alex Reed, freshman for the Braves, freshman Blake Rising for the Seals. Reed comes out, puts Rising on his back, and pins him. 36 seconds. The time of the fall for Alex Reed. That'll make the score 17-12 in favor of the Seals. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or child care centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
All right, we are back. Since you have left, the Seals picked up 2 forfeits, one at 113, Ryan Gavison, a freshman, and then at 120, Leo Martinez. Getting the forfeit at 120, so the team score now 29-12 in favor of the Seals. We will move to 126. It'll be Blaze Souter for the Braves, a freshman at 1-4, 3-10 freshman Trent Turner for the Seals Grove Seals. Five more matches to be contested here. Let me make sure. I think is this Martinez? Did they say? Okay. All right. So it wasn't Leo Martinez getting the forfeit at 120. It's Martinez against Souter. Martinez, a barrel roll, puts Souter to the mat. 2-point takedown for Leo Martinez. He's been a 2-year starter here for Coach Seth Martin. A lot of mat experience. Nice bar arm in on the left side. Souter to his knees. Stands. Martinez with the bar on the left side. Pulls Souter to his back. Souter to his base. Still with the bar. Referee holding two. Puts Souter over on his back again. Martinez has him tight. And he pins him. 1 minute, 23 seconds of the first period. That'll make the score 35-12 in favor of the Seals. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, watching it on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
132, Charles Keener for the Braves, a freshman 0-0, 12-1 junior Aiden Gogler. And Gogler with a quick takedown on Keener. Keener up underneath trying to pull that leg free. Charles Keener and Gabby Bradigan both weighing in at this weight. Decided to move Gabby up to 138. Stalemate stop in the action. 2-0 the lead for Aiden Gogler. Gogler, a junior. He's been around here for a while. Experienced wrestler. Working right side, gathers in the leg. Now grapevines the right leg of Shikalimi's Keener. Cross-facing. Riding tough with that leg. Really brutalizing Keener. Forearm in the back of the head. Trying to pull that forearm out. And now with a leg turk. Keener has nowhere to go. He's got to stay there and take it. Stalemate stopping the action. 2-0 lead for Aiden Gogler. Gogler with a tight waist, maintains control. Working right side. Got the wrist. Keener sits back. Gogler chins him back. Keener able to come through to his stomach. No near fall points on that. 2-0 lead for Sealands Grove's Aiden Gogler. This wrestling broadcast on WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you by Glick's. Route 15, just north of Shamokin Dam, where you'll find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, that can get you ready for spring with deck and patio awnings. Learn more about heating and improving your home at Glicks.com. And don't forget, while you watch this match, click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Second period wrestling starts on the mat. Goggler has Keener in some trouble as he's got him on his back. Now comes up under the arm. He's got the half Nelson, gets chest to chest. Keener trying to kick free, keeps his right shoulder barely up. Bert Schneider down looking. Goggler tightens it up. He's got that half Nelson up under the arm, and there's a fall. 2:04 of the second period. The time of the fall for Goggler. 41-0 in favor of the Seals Grove, or excuse me, 41-12 in favor of the Seals Grove Seals, and we're back right after this.
New year, new dealership, new experience.
Take advantage of W&L Mazda bonus cash offer this month. Save an additional $750 off any remaining 2020 Mazda model.
At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles. From the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury third row Mazda CX-9.
Plus, right now, W&L Mazda has some terrific lease offers. Stop in for a test drive and get all the lease details.
Join the W&L Mazda family today off Route 11 in Northumberland.
Offer valid only on remaining 2020 Mazda models. Offer ends 2-1-21.
138 pounds is where we are at. Gabby Bradigan for the Braves. And she is wrestling Aaron Mann. And Mann putting on a takedown clinic right now. Leads 6-3 as they work for them from their feet. Gabby moves in, ties up tight on the head of Mann. Wrestlers tied up tightly. Bradigan looks for a leg. Double underhook. Oh! Tries to throw man by man, slips it, and gets a 2-point takedown. Leads by the score of 8-3. Far side cradle by Mann. Bradigan breaks it, sits back in on Mann. And steps to the right side, trying to lock in that cradle again. Bradigan works to her feet. Mann breaks her back down again. And that is the end of the first period with the score 8-3 in favor of Aaron Mann over Shikellamy's Gabby Bradigan. Gabby picked up a win in an extra match on Saturday against Central Mountain and then won her varsity match against Mifflinburg. So pretty good Saturday for Gab. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Bradigan on the bottom, man right out to the right side. Got that far arm trying to bundle her. Bradigan to her knees, clears the arm, stands. She puts on a headlock, hips in. Keeps the hip in. Back up. Man steps across behind. Bradigan still has the headlock. And Mann breaks it. Throws on the far side cradle. Gabby just about caught him. Working left side, he's got the cradle. Wants to rock her back. Gabby not having anything to do with that is... She gets as big as she can on the mat. And now pulls her over. Bradigan in the high bridge. Referee holding a three-point near fall. She rolls through, turns to the head, and will come out with an escape as they come back to their feet. Three-point near fall. One-point escape for Bradigan, 11-4 with 25 seconds to go in the second period. Mann with another takedown, 13-4. Bradigan trying to trap the wrist on Mann. That is the end of the second period, 13-4. The score in favor of Selinsgrove's Aaron Mann over Shiklemy's Gabby Bradigan. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Mann in the bottom. Bradigan adjusts her face mask, and we're back underway. Mann fires to his feet, turns. Bradigan trying to maintain control of that leg. Mann cross-facing, and a two-point. No, he's going to wave off the reversal. Now he's going to give it. Called a little early, waved it off. And when Mann broke the grip of Bradigan, got it. And one-point escape as he lets Bradigan up. 15-5. Bradigan moves in, ties up on the head. Locked up head-to-head. She comes up under the arms of Aaron Mann. Break apart. Mann heavy on the head of Gabby Bradigan. Ankle pick by Mann. And a two-point takedown. Set up nicely with that head tie. Working left side. Mann now goes back to the rear. Bradigan from her knees. Sits back in on Mann. Mann trying to put that far side cradle on again. Had it on briefly. Bradigan breaks it. And working left side, two on one. Pulls Bradigan over to her shoulders. Going to collect some more near fall points. Mann was almost pinned himself. Three-point near fall. And that'll give him a 20-5 tech fall. 46-12 in favor of the Seals. And we are back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back. 145 pounds. Caleb Yoder, a junior for the Braves at 2-3. Garrett Paradis, a sophomore at 10-3 for the Seals. Some pretty good scrambling here early, but no points. Paradis looks for a leg. Yoder sprawls. Paradis pulls in on the leg, double overhook by Yoder as they come to their feet. Paradis with a bear hug. Yoder wants to get out of that in a worse sort of way. Paradis with a bear hug brings him down. Yoder takes a head, headlocks, and Paradis steps behind. Two-point takedown for Garrett Paradis. Again, a real good scramble between these two guys. Yoder to his feet. Off the edge of the mat, neutral. Wow, Garrett Paradis better learn not to do that for very long. You don't give up those points at Matt's edge like that. Good scramble by Yoder to get it, though. We're 2-1 early on here. on their feet. Parody's a lot bigger than Yoder in the upper body. Caleb does not want to get into that freestyle type of wrestling with Garrett Parody's. Parody's posts the hands, looks for a leg. Nothing there. On their feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. One thing we've been seeing these young SEALs wrestlers do is they're trying to go straight on. Tough way to get a takedown. You got to find an angle. Tie up, break apart. And that is the end of the first period. 2-1. The lead for Sealands Grove's Garrett Parody's. Second period wrestling action. Referee's down position. Goeder on the bottom. He sits back in on Parody's. Parody's tight waist rolls him back to his knees. Parody's working left side, trying to get a leg in there. Goeder sits, keeps the leg out. And you see Parody's just trying to slip that in there. Yoder can feel it. Parody's riding the wrists. Now tries a three-quarter Nelson. Yoder sits, stands. Parody's tight waist, one-on-one, stays in control. Now Parody's gets a leg in. Yoder doing a lot of work, but he needs to get some hand control. Not able to get that hand control to get away. Parody's with a leg. Yoder able to stay on his knees. A little high with the leg. Yoder, baseball bat on the left arm. Parody's fighting to stay in control, but Yoder not able. There, now he clears the leg. Fires to his feet. Parody's breaks him down. Again, no hand control by Yoder. Parody's breaks him down to the mat again with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Working left side is Garrett Parody's. Yoder stands. Parody's locks in a near side cradle. Yoder breaks the cradle. They go off the edge of the mat with 10 seconds. Yoder quickly back to the center. Set. Parody's on top. Caution on Yoder for jumping the whistle. I'm going to try it again. Parody's with the tight waist. Breaks Yoder to the mat. Score remains 2-1 after two periods of wrestling. Third period, most likely we're going to see Garrett Parody's go down the mat, which he does. And we're back underway. Yoder, tight waist, trying to work a bar arm in on the left side of Garrett Parody's. Parody's presses to his knees. Wrist roll by Garrett Parody's. Yoder feels it, slips it, steps around, stays in control. Goes from right to rear to left. Parody's stands, turns, 1 point is safe for Garrett Parody's. He leads 3-1.
Good shot.
Yoder looks for a leg going straight in. They break apart. Lock up head to head. On their feet, tied up. 1 minute to go. Yoder needs to score here. 3-1. Paradis with the lead. Yoder driving. They break apart. On their feet. Paradis with some tough hands, and Yoder not able to figure him out. Can't get in anything. Again, straight in. Oh, Paradis catches him off guard, pushes him backwards, and falls on him for the takedown. That'll make it a 5-1 win for Sealensgrove's Garrett Paradis. 49-12, the Seals lead as we go into the final bout of the evening. You are listening to Shiklemy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back. The final bout of the evening, 152. Colton Semko for the Braves, a junior, 4-1. And Josiah Foss. Semko getting a quick takedown. Let Foss up. Now Foss trying to counter. Semko in a scramble comes out from between the legs and gets another takedown. He'll lead by the score 4-1. Good scramble by these two juniors. Semko, Grapevine's right, takes a far arm, try to put it in the guillotine. Kind of a tough thing to do with a kid as strong as Josiah Foss. Foss stays big on the mat. So working on that far arm, Foss able to curl it back up underneath. Looks like he spent some time in the weight room in the offseason. Paid off there. Foss clears the arm, comes back to his knees. Semko still has the leg. Foss loosens up the leg as he sits back in on Colton Semko. Semko still in control, but now just kind of hanging on for dear life. Foss hips back into him. Now Semko back in a better position. Foss still has the leg. Semko with the far arm. Settles Foss on the mat. That is the end of the first period. Colton Semko, a 4-1 lead over Sealensgrove's Josiah Foss. Second period wrestling. Foss's choice. He defers. Semko going to go down on the mat. He's set. Foss on top. And Foss stays in control. Working on the left arm of Semko. Semko from his knees. Foss looks like he's trying to get the leg in too. Semko can feel it. Stays small. Won't let him get that in. Foss works from left to right. Back to left to the rear now. Gets up over top looking for a cradle. Semko stands. Posts the hands, turns, 1 point escape for Colton Semko. 5-1 lead for Semko. Straight in shot by Foss. Semko's got great hips. You're not going to get him that way. Sprawls. The wrestlers on the mat on their knees. They stand. Can't go off the edge of the mat. On their feet. They lock up. Break apart. On their feet. Tied up. 25 seconds to go in the second period. Colton Semko, the 5-1 lead. He had a good Saturday. Lost against Central Mountain, but well, I'll tell you what, that Central Mountain team is amazing. Foss in on the leg of Semko. Tries to step across. Semko up under the arm. A Foss sits Semko to the mat. That is the end of the second period. Saved by the bell. 5-1, the lead for Colton Semko. Central Mountain winning the tournament over the weekend. They came down here on Tuesday night, beat the Seals. I think they beat them by 10. Central Mountain has never lost a Heartland Athletic Conference dual meet. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Foss on the bottom. He stands. Switches. And two-point reversal. 5-3. Semko leads. Coaches tell Foss they got to let him up. Now he does. There's a one-point escape. Six-three lead for Colton Semko. Foss looks for a leg. Straight-on shot. Semko sprawls. Underhook. Now takes that cross leg. Circles to the rear. Two-point takedown for Colton Semko with that big step. He leads 8-3. That's it. Colton Semko riding from the rear. Gets a little high. Oh, one-point escape. I thought he was going to get two. Foss looked like he was going to come around and get two. Back center circle on their feet. Foss again straight in. Semko hanging on, trying to run out the third period. And that is exactly what he will do. So Colton Semko will pick up an 8-4 decision win over Josiah Foss. And I'll make the final team score. Seals Grove 49, Shikellamy 15. So for the second consecutive year, after not having done it for many years, the Seals beat the Braves 49-15, and in an odd COVID-era tradition, they stand at Matt's edge and they wave to each other. So the final score, Shikellamy 15, Seals Grove 49. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855. by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
New year, new dealership, new experience.
Take advantage of W&L Mazda bonus cash offer this month. Save an additional $750 off any remaining 2020 Mazda model.
At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles. From the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury third row Mazda CX-9.
Plus, right now W&L Mazda has some terrific lease offers. Stop in for a test drive and get all the lease details.
Join the W&L Mazda family today off Route 11 in Northumberland.
Offer valid only on remaining 2020 Mazda models. Offer ends 2/1/21.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
And we are back at the Selms Grove Gymnasium, where the Seals have wrapped up a 49-15 win over the Braves. Last year it was 50-21, so a very similar experience. The Braves without a full lineup, injuries and COVID protocols not doing them any favors, that's for sure. But you got to dance with who brung in. I thought the kids did pretty good here tonight against a real tough Selms Grove team who goes to 13-1. Braves drop to 2-4. Let's take a quick look at how things shaped up here this evening. We started at 160, where Drew Balestrini came up with a 3-1 win over a real good-looking freshman for the Seals, Cale Bastian. 3-0 the score at that point. 172, Coy Bastian to Selms for the Selms Grove Seals senior, took on Chicklemy's Gage Vitovich, pinned him in 3 minutes. At 189, Steven Miller, another good-looking wrestler, just a sophomore, for the first period fall over Mason Raybuck. And then at 215, a real battle between Adam Young and Ryan Ahmed, a couple of state qualifiers last year. Young coming out on top 2-1 on the strength of a stalling call. 12-6 at that point. At 285 pounds, Blake Van Kirk got the lesson of his life from one of the best wrestlers that ever come out of this valley. Nate Schoen got the tech fall in a minute and 28 seconds by the score of 16-1, 17-6 in favor of the Seals. Alex Reed, a rising freshman for the Chicolemi Braves, with a 26-second fall over Blake Rising of the Seals. The Braves forfeiting at 113 and at 120, and at 126, the Seals send Leo Martinez, a very experienced wrestler, to the mat against the Braves freshman Blaze Satter. Martinez with a first period fall. At 132, likewise, Aiden Gogler, he's been around the block a few times, a second period fall over the Braves freshman Charles Keener. Gabby Bradigan, coming off a strong weekend on Saturday, was a loser to Aaron Mann by the score of 21-5. At 145 pounds, Garrett Parody's a sophomore for the Seals, a 5-1 win over Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. And in the final bout of the evening, Colton Semko, the Brave junior, beating Josiah Foss, the Seals junior, by the final score of 8-4. So that makes the final score Selms Grove 49 and Chicolemi 15. But from the Selms Grove High School, where again the final score Selms Grove 49, Chicolemi 15. Join me again next Thursday when the Braves travel to Shamokin to take on the Indians. For Anthony Fusa, pushing all the right buttons in our Blue Hill studios. Good job, Anthony, on your first night. For Chad Evans, the executive producer, Mick Thompson, the director, and Emily Trier, videographer, for our first foray into live streaming. This is Steve Williams thanking you for joining us as the Braves throw it down the resume. Chicklamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good evening.